This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Joshua Waller is one of the Israel Guys, bringing you news directly from the heartland of Israel. The Israel Guys are encouraging everyone to stand with Israel during one of the most challenging times in the history of the Jewish people. They are inviting you to be a part of the Israel Summit, a three-day conference in Nashville, Tennessee, May 20th through the 22nd. More details on this conference at the end of this conversation with Josh Waller. Joshua, we have a lot of people who are listening that love the Jewish people, love the land of Israel. What specifically would you like to say to them about what's going on there in the land of Israel?
Israel, we're with you. We have your back. And more than that, this is more than just us having their back. When we align ourselves with Israel, the blessing of God is upon us. We all know that. You bless Israel, you will be blessed. And this is a part of the basics of understanding Israel. Well, I think specifically to speak to you, the Israel-supporting people, you have a lot of pushback, even with people, other Christians, that don't understand. There's a thing called anti-Semitism, and that crosses all bounds. Those that are listening right now are like, yes, that's me. I've tried to love Israel, and I have pushback from my family or my friends. There's areas of your life that have a lot of pushback, and I would just tell you, that's age old. That is something that has gone on for centuries. We have people that stood with Israel and those that didn't. When I talk about this, I like to talk about Corrie Ten Boom. Corrie Ten Boom said, if you love God, you love what God loves, and God loves his people. He didn't forget them. God's not a forgetful God. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so to encourage you, keep pressing on. And if you hear things like, why do we need to help the Jews? Would you like to know what the facts are? The 7 million Jews that live in the nation of Israel are surrounded again by the 400 million Arabs that surround them. And you want to talk about wealth. Like, that's one of the biggest issues that we have is people have this anti-Semitic view of Jews as being wealthy. Look at the situation around Israel right now. You talk about wealth. Go to the oil that's in the Arab. There is no comparison. Just do a quick Google search real fast without the anti-Semitic backdrops, and you will see that the Arab nations around Israel are extremely more wealthy than the nation of Israel. Do they need our help? Yes, they need our help more than ever before, and they're not super funded. They need the backing of nations to come alongside. And I'll tell you this really quickly. It's one of the most fascinating things ever. You and your support of Israel is so significant. When the children of Israel came into the land of Israel, there was a real obscure little thing that happened. When they came into the nation, the Ammonites and Moabites were asked to give them bread and water. They refused. And then you see, follow up with that, God says, I will not allow you into my house for 10 generations and forever because you didn't provide my people with bread and water on their way in. I'd just like to ask the question, are we in the second Exodus? And I believe we are. The nation of Israel is coming back, not from Egypt, but from everywhere. Yes, from Egypt, but also from every other place on the whole planet. The Jewish people are returning, and it's our moment, the nations. Biblically, you have the nations and you have Israel. There's only two people groups in the Bible, right? It's like you have these people and then you have everybody else. So we're mandated right now, though people get it or not, to continue pressing in and to say, we will provide Israel with bread and water. That's the biblical message that we have to hold on to. We will not be like the Ammonites and Moabites that refused to do what they were requested. And we are going to provide Israel with the essentials. No matter what it is, we're there with them and we stand with them. And doesn't matter what our friends and neighbors say, we want to be in the assembly of the Lord. And if it's true for the Ammonites and Moabites that they were rejected, we don't want to try that again. We will stand with Israel and we will give them the bread and water that they need. So for all those that are just love Israel, somewhere it's in your heart, keep going. And honestly, it's scary today. You know, the Jewish community's being anti-Semitism in the streets. It's horrible.
Join others from across the nation May 20th through the 22nd in Nashville, Tennessee. The Israel Summit will be a time of information, music, and motivation directly from those who live in the land of Israel, affirming Israel's unconditional sovereignty over the entire land of Israel. Speakers include former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, members of the Israeli government, and Jewish people who live in the heartland of Israel. You can find out more by visiting theisraelguys.com. That's theisraelguys.com. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley.